Welcome to Rascal Radio. This is number two of my podcasting experience. Thanks to Ganesha for the name of Rascal Radio, kind of like that. And you'll also have heard that there's a Jaggery jingle at the beginning as well. And thanks for the suggestion for the name of that. What I thought that I would do for this particular podcast is once again read through one of my really old web blogs that you may not have heard before. It's way back in January 04, Sunday the 11th, in fact, and it's on the subject of plastic bags. When I've done that, and you've suffered through listening to that, I'll make one or two points about what I've seen on the IC websites and the weblogs and things like that, but it won't be a great deal. Anyway, on to something really serious, plastic bags. I'm sure that they're a great benefit to humanity, but I could quite cheerfully strangle the little so-and-so who invented them. They are truly inventions of the devil. I'm sure that a level of hell is reserved for people who are tasked with the job of opening one of them. They haunt my every waking hour. Well, almost. In the supermarket, the cashier is whisking through one item after another, and all these things are crashing into one another like the insane grocery pile-up equivalent of a motorway crash. Meanwhile, you're still struggling to open the plastic bag to put the purchases in. Don't know about you, but no matter what approach I use, nothing works. The relaxed, hey, I'm a guy who shops in supermarkets all the time to pick up the cool chicks, flick of trying to open one, leaves the bag flapping around my face like a wounded albatross trying to pull my glasses off. Or you can try the practiced, I do this all the time, I am the supermarket king, rustle of thumb and forefinger together. This simply results, as far as I'm concerned, in the plastic bag equivalent of carpet burns. Maybe I'll try the, I'm so busy I don't even know I'm opening one, which is the technique of licking thumb and forefinger. This simply results in my fingers sliding around like a chimpanzee on ice skates for the first time. Meanwhile, the pile-up continues, only by now it's stopped looking like a motorway crash and is looking like some sort of postmodern artwork that should really be on show in the Tate. Still, I continue by trying to prise the sides of the bag apart. If Moses could do it with a red bloody sea, surely I can do it with a poxy plastic bag. In the midst of all of this frustration, I notice everything has gone quiet around me. I look up from my frustration to see Sharon looking pitying at me. She says, "Would you like some help packing, sir?" And the sir is always said after a pause of a few seconds, which allows me to pop into the gap, "You poor moron of a." No, I don't need bloody help packing. Packing is easy, you just shove stuff in the bags. It's opening the bags that I need help with, isn't it obvious? Only, of course, I don't actually say that. After all, I'm a man, for God's sake. I can drive a car, I can put up shelves, I can boil water. Men have landed on the moon. If they can land on the moon, I'm damn sure I can open a bloody plastic bag. Oh yes, and the rubberneckers. Back to my road crash analogy. They slow down as they walk past, looking firstly in amazement at the pile of boxes, tins and packets teetering. Then their eyes drop to the pile of discarded plastic bags and then up again. Ah, they think. Ah, it's a man versus plastic bag bout. The result is foregone. Nothing to watch here. They carry on without so much as a glance back over their shoulder. They know who the victor will be, and believe me, it's not going to be me. Eventually Sharon takes pity on me and pulls the plastic bag off the roll, and with a plastic flicking of two fingers has it open for me. I mumble my thanks and pack my goods up, hoping against hope I don't need her to assist me with a second bag. Fortunately, in this case, I don't. I pay my money and, picking up my humiliating load, make for the car. Just outside the door of the supermarket, the handle breaks, the sides split, and the bottom falls out, depositing my groceries in a puddle. I look around only to see the security guy looking at me. I'll bet he can open plastic bags, the bastard. After a moment, he says, "I'd get two bags next time if I were you, sir." That pause again. Bastards must go on a training course, I reckon. How to humiliate the poor punters who use the supermarket while appearing to be polite and helpful. I pick up the few items that I can manage and make a dash for the car in the rain, since it's quite obviously going to be raining, and make my escape. I mentally tick the shop off my list as one that I can't return to for at least a month until they've forgotten the whole sorry affair. Nasty things, plastic bags. And don't get me started on the black bin liners with their rabbit ears that can only have been modelled on a deformed rabbit, or the yellow ties that unravel in your hand, or the hook and loop pusher through the whole affairs. What are they all about? That's what I want to know. Then there's the thin ones that are thinner than a condom and split with eye contact. No, don't get me on plastic black bin liners. It's not a pretty sight. So that was a reprise of the plastic bag one, which quite a lot of people have mentioned to me. It's a real pain, actually, because I'll go to a munch or something and somebody will introduce me to somebody else and there's this moment of silence and then I can see this little thing in their eyes and they think, oh, yes, You're the plastic bag man, aren't you? To think of all of the weblogs that I've done, all of those words of literature that I've spewed out onto pages, and what do I get remembered for? The plastic bag man. Just how awful is that? But never mind. Like I see at the moment, I'm really keen on the idea of this whole only bookmarked weblogs thing. I think it's fantastic. It means that I can just simply go and view the bookmarked weblogs that I'm interested in, and I can just ignore the whole rest of the rubbish. I'm not particularly going to comment on individual weblogs because, well, I don't feel like it, basically, and there's not a great deal that I wanted to say. Although I was tempted to start this particular podcast with a nice little patronising dear listener, but I thought better of it. I'll write another one at some point, or maybe I'll even speak another one at some point, which is vaguely more sensible. So when I do, I'll make a note of it in the weblog, and if you're really sad and you want to listen to it, you're going to be more than welcome to. So until next time, this is my podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.